Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, Alafia, and greetings. How are you, everyone? Everyone, come one, come all. We are here tonight with the energy report for July of 2023. Woo, woo, woo. Woo, woo, woo. How's everybody doing out there? How you doing? How you doing? I'm so happy to be here with you, the Sister Unique Wisdom, and I am here so that we can all talk and build and figure out what's going on with this energy. Yes, yes, yes. I've had people reaching out to me, asking me questions, and I'm just like, woo, woo. We're going to have to go through it, talk through it. You know, it's not bad. We're not going to say it's bad, but it's always good when you know what you're dealing with and you know how you should move forward and you know how you should proceed. So once again, I'm hoping that everybody that is tuning in tonight is blessed. And it's so beautiful to have all of you here tonight, to have everybody in their right mind, body, and spirit. I want to start by giving thanks and praise and honor to our ancestors, our guardian angels, to those divine spirit beings, the benevolent ones that come forward to bless us and to grant us the things that we need to move forward in this life, and giving ultimate high honors and praise to God Almighty. So, Ashe. So I want to start by just recapping about last month's energy report. And I really enjoy the journal prompts. And I hope that everyone had an opportunity to go over the journal prompts, even if you didn't go through all seven of them or answer all seven of them, you know, you at least had the opportunity to look at a couple of them and to really dig in and see how these things work in your life. See, I look at the journal prompts as opportunities for me to sit down and to really dig deep in myself or to even trigger some things that I didn't think about before. And I'm just going to take some time out to just, you know, really to share with you a couple of the prompts that I focused on for myself. One of them was number two, which was what allows you to let your guard down and receive the warmth and support of the world around you. And it was challenging. I didn't realize how challenging it was, because the energy that we were coming out of last had a lot to do with reflecting, and it was really high eclipse energy, high vibrational Taurus energy, high vibration Scorpio energy, just Jupiter squaring Pluto, and, you know, high attractive, just things that made you reflect. And sometimes we can go inside of ourselves and become a victim or start feeding into victim mentality when we can't be, when we find ourselves not being satisfied, or we can't find the answer really to the things that we're looking at. So last month was a lot of digging deep, and to the point where it's like, if you ever been to the river, or if you ever go to the water or the river, and even if you go to the ocean, and you know how you see some water where it's clear, but as soon as you swish your feet around in the water, a whole bunch of sand will pop up, or dirt will pop up, and that clear water becomes murky, you know. And so it's like, you know, that's what I was dealing with, that murky water, not realizing how much stuff had really settled down, and it looked clear. And so I was like, what do I do? You know, how do I allow myself to take my guard down to receive warmth and support? And people always say, oh, you're so happy and you're this and this and that, you know, and it appears to be great. But there are times when I really and truly have to dig deep, and that real warmth and support, like I tell people in a heartbeat, you know, my circle is so small, it looks like a period. So I don't let too many people in. That thing looks like a dot. That's how small my circle is. But in order to expand, to get these new blessings, these things that are coming, you know, I have to be able to open up and what type of support system that I'm looking for. And another one for me was, do I take time to make myself feel beautiful? Now, the key word in there was feel beautiful. You know, you can make yourself look beautiful, but what are the things that we do to make ourselves feel beautiful? And a lot of times those things, at least for me, can be the simplest things, which starting out with just giving thanks and praise, you know, being my authentic self makes me feel beautiful. I can honestly say that I love to sing. And I love to sing. I believe that there is a song for everything. However, I don't think that I would leave my first job or second or third to take up singing. And everybody doesn't like it. I don't care. But when I sing, it brings me joy. I wake up with a song on my mind. I wake up with a song in my heart, and it makes me feel beautiful. It brings joy to me. So even if somebody else doesn't like it or appreciate it, I realize that I'm not doing it for them. These are the things that bring me joy and make me happy and make me smile that allows me to add on to the world, that allows me to be my authentic self, as well as to be unapologetic with it. So I think it was just awesome to be able to take those times, a little bit of time, to really sit down and read some of those journal prompts and dig in and have grace with myself and not say, oh, Unique, you know what I'm saying? You need to have a technically, biblically, you know, religious, churchy, spiritually, you know, make it seem like, no, be authentic. What you like to do? I like to sing, and I don't care what anybody else thinks about it. All right. So, June 2023. Ooh. And it was so crazy that it's almost over. But we have had so much energy that has gone on from the middle of May or even the beginning of June that is so reflective and beautiful that you can look at it this way. You can look at it like this. You can either roll with it or you can get beat up by it. I'd rather roll with it. You know, I'd rather understand what this energy is and say, okay, is allowing me or telling me what I need to do and work with it. So in June, June is actually a pretty positive month. You know, we're coming out of, you know, we're getting ready to go into our summer solstice. You know, we're at the end part of the spring. You know, where everybody's starting to come out and, you know, they're feeling refreshed and, you know, all the energy you have from being pent up in the house in the winter, just pent up energy. Now you're like, you know what? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get out of me. I'm going to do this, da, 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 da. Now we are getting ready to put the pedal to the metal. June is very good for accelerated evolution. This will be a ripple effect that will go through the collective in all positive alignment. We will be reawakening our inner trust. Hear this. We will be reawakening our inner trust. It didn't say outer. It said inner trust, because this work that we were doing last month, well, all these things that's being revealed out. I mean, you see it in the news. you know, you'll see it in your everyday, you know, you go to work and find out, oh my gosh, I didn't know my company was merging and this person was this and that was going on. And, you know, just things that you thought that was what it was supposed to be is not. It's like, is an apple? No, it's really a pear. Is it chicken or is it beef? Or actually, where is the beef? You know, all these different things are starting to come out. And so it's like now you have to look on your inner self. What are you going to trust within yourself? Now, the good thing is that we got through the Mercury retrograde and those intense eclipses last month. So hooray. So that way we get, no, I should say that better. Hooray. Yes. So hooray. We get the opportunity to let that energy shift. So how are we going to shift this energy? Now, we know that we are coming to the conclusion of Gemini season. And in Gemini season, it's a great time to activate our bodies as well as our minds. This will inspire us to get out, socialize, get flirty. And this is to the increase, to our increase in our boldness and confidence. Having a positive mindset, trusting that the great and the best things for us are going to happen and that they're not just coming our way, but great things, people, et cetera, are already here for us. So instead of thinking, oh, well, I am going, oh, this is going to happen for me or that is going to happen for me, it's, you know what, is happening for me. And knowing what that feels like and feeling that and calling it into existence. This is the season to get that done. You know, when you're out and you're feeling like, you know, I don't know how I'm going to make this happen and I don't know what's going to happen. You know, I've realized on this journey that the how is really none of my business, you know. Because we can make a plan, we can sit down there and follow that plan, but if there is no good intentions behind it, if we really don't believe or it, and actually we're getting to the point where we need to go beyond just the belief. We have to have faith to know, I know it. You know, I know this is going to happen for me. I know this is going to work out for me. I know that that's going to, what is for me is for me. That's it. You know, my blessings are for me. You got blessed, girl? Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise. Good for you. I'm glad. I'm happy. I'm blessed that you are blessed. But what's for me is for me. The inner trust, the doing the work on the inside to know that you can attract to you what you need to do. We're going to use this planetary energy to make that happen. So on June 1st, Jupiter and the lunar node of destiny inspires us to magnetize exactly what we need now and set our lives in a positive direction. Okay? We need now and to set our lives in a positive direction. Use this energy to bring like-minded people together to manifest a dream come true. That means that, like I said before, I attract to me the people. I am the love that I seek. I am the financial blessing. I'm attracting those things. Those things are here for me. You know, those people are coming my way. So once you attract those people to you, this is a great time to start manifesting that big dream. You know, for instance, I have my cousin. She's in Aruba on vacation right now. I've always said I'm going to either live in Belize, Aruba, or Panama. Guess what her job is while she's over there? Let's look for some real estate, okay? Why? You're in Aruba. I have a dream. You have a dream. Let's manifest these dreams together and make some things happen. Let great minds come together. Let spiritual beings and spiritual people come together and say, look, we got a cause that we want to work towards. Let's go ahead and do that. But the key here is that it's to dream big. I was having a conversation the other day, and I had to bear witness to the fact that there was a time in my life where I stopped imagining, okay? Stop imagining things happening. Because when we think about imagination, we think about children, okay? Unless you're a creative and unless you work in the arts, you know what I'm saying? You know, you always use your imagination. You're creative, or we chop it up as creativity. But it's your imagination. Because before that chair was a chair, somebody had an image in their mind. They imagined it. You know what I'm saying? Play on words, imagine and magic. You know what I'm saying? You know, they imagined that thing being there before it was there and then created it, because that's what we are. We are born creators. There is nothing new under the star, moon, sun, and stars. You know, there are so many different dimensions. There's so many different lines of energy. I mean, DNA is a beast. You can see that. You know, you can have a baby born and, you know, you're like, oh, my God, you look just like your great-great-grandfather. Yeah, well, you know, it's here. So for us to be in a situation where we're not dreaming big and we're not pushing forward and we're not doing the things that we really want to do because we're not using our imagination, that means we're lacking creativity. The root word of creativity is what? To create. You know, and so I had to realize, I'm like, wait a minute. I stopped imagining things happen. You know, what I started doing was I got caught up in the everyday working because I was going after what somebody else told me I should have. You need to have a house, a car, a husband, or a wife, you know, some kids or some fur babies, you know. And you need to have it by the age of 40 or 30. You need to be making a certain amount of money, all of these things. And if you don't have these things, if you don't have this degree, if you don't look this type of way, then that means that there's something wrong with you. The problem is that our big dreams, the things that we need for ourselves, those things are not going to come from you living somebody else's expectations of what your life is supposed to live, or your life is supposed to be. So right now, we're in a situation where we can dream big. Dream big. You know, dream about, go back to what you used to, what you singing in the shower. You know what I'm saying? Going to the park and rolling down a hill. If that's what makes you good, if that's what makes you giggle, do it. Sitting outside and be like, you know what? It will be fantastic if I can go to Iceland and go fishing. You know, why not? There are boats that go to Iceland. They got fishing poles. It can happen. Why can't you do it? Why can't we do it? Why can't we live our best lives right now? So right now is a great opportunity for us to dream big and to make it happen and to work with like-minded people to make those things happen. Remember I said one of the questions was last month, what allows you to let your guard down so you can receive the warmth and support of the world around you? Think about it. The only way you can do that is to what? Be around like-minded people, surrendering, you know, using your imagination, using your dreams to get you to the things that you want to be or they want to do. Bring back your yummy. Yeah, that's what I was saying. All right. So next is Venus enters Leo on the 5th. This will add a dash of drama in our lives like we don't need it. Okay? This is the planet of love. Everybody knows that Venus is the planet of love and pleasure and will leave Cancer and enter in Leo. We'll leave Cancer and enter in Leo. We will be trading. It's like Cancer is like the homebody, and Leo is like the club girl. So it's like trading your slippers in for heels. So, you know, you get my drift. Let's get out there and have lots of confidence. It's like, you know what, girl? We're getting ready to get dressed. We're getting ready to get out here. We're getting ready to make this happen. That's the type of energy. And I notice people, I feel them like you've been vibrating and you have this high energy and you're like, ugh, I don't know what to do with it. You can go to the gym. You can, you know, you probably started three or four different projects and you're working on this, you're working on that. You're like, where am I getting this energy from, this confidence? You know, there's probably some of you out there is like, you know what? There was a time I would take that, but I won't take that anymore. That's that Leo and Venus energy. That's that, oof, you know what? I'm about to make this happen. Yes, you're going to have a heightened sense of not just confidence, but also a sense of self-expression. Self-expression, okay? So think about it. What do you do to help yourself express? What is your self-expression? You know, like I said, mine's is jewelry. You know, yes, it is. I guess I did. Mine's is singing, but it's also with making my jewelry or crocheting, you know, or, you know, sometimes your self-expression is not related to what other people think or know about you. You know, so the things that make you happy to help you use your imagination, to bring forth your dreams, to help you feel good inside so that you could to be open to experience the love and light and support from the world. Yes. That's what your self-expression is going to bring you through the arts. And, you know, one of my sisters, oh, my goodness, she was a part of the mermaid exhibit down in Charleston. And, oh, my gosh, just seeing the pictures and seeing her in her blue. And I guess she was at a dance studio and she was just twirling around and representing that ocean and just her self-expression. You know, the way that she, you know, just moves and her artwork, and she's just showing about like, look, I could DJ and then I could make this. I could make you some jewelry and I could paint and I could do that. Yes. You know, using that imagination. And the more she uses the imagination, the more things that are attracted to her, the more things that are attracted to her, the more people that are attracted, the more people attracted, the more you gain. That is such a great example of living your true, authentic self, not worried about what anybody else thinks about you, not saying that she doesn't. I don't know all her personal business, you know, but if we can keep that momentum up through the ages, you know, sometimes we get to a certain age and we forget that, listen, this is not about the destination. This is about the journey. We are the spiritual beings having human experience. How are we going to express ourselves? There's so much stuff around us that's trying to steal our joy. How are we going to use this energy to push us forward? And also, just to let you know, if you would like to join the conversation, you can always press the number one and you can join in. And we can talk about your self-expression or even the journal prompts from last month. You can share if whether or not, you know, what did you learn from your journal prompts. And in the process, I'm still going to move on. Okay, so now this is the thing. Venus only stays in the sign for 3 weeks. However, due to Venus retrograding on July 22nd through September the 3rd, it will stay in Leo until October the 7th. All right, cute. Let's stop. Now, remember, my good people, when we talked about the word retrograde. Retrograde just means what? Tears that is moving backwards, basically. It's really just moving slow. So that means that if Venus is in Leo, and we just talked about how this is energy that is about you loving on yourself, you finding a sense of self-expression, that means from now until October 7th, something major is going to happen in this area of Leo, wherever it is in your chart. So if you have Leo in your chart and you have a natal chart and you're able to look up your natal chart, see which house or see where Leo is. And wherever Leo is, whatever house that Leo is in, that's where you're going to have some major changes. That's where the self-expression is going to need to be. That's where the love is going to be. That's where you're going to feel a heightened sense of yourself in that area in Leo in your chart. All right. Oh, yes, and if you hear the pages turning, that's my notes. Okay. Okay, so on June 11th, we have Pluto, which is re-entering into Capricorn. So, all right. So, as the kids say, no cap. You got to have cap. You can't have no cap. But Capricorn is the sign about career, money. It's a sign that will make the revolution and transition. It will make a revolutionary transition into Aquarius. So when we think about Capricorns, we think about that Cap energy. We think about because it's ruled by Saturn. And I'm a Capricorn. Because it's ruled by standard, you think about discipline, order, control, coordination, discipline. I always say that. That's a Capricorn. That's Capricorn Saturn energy, you know. But this energy, Pluto is finding, Pluto is going to be finishing up what it had contracted with Capricorn before. Because it went into Capricorn, then it went into Aquarius, and then it came back into Capricorn. So basically everything that it was doing a month ago, whatever you was dealing with a month ago, is coming back up and saying, did you deal with that? Can we move on? You know, what did you do with that bullying energy? What happened with that, you know, that energy where you felt like it was intense, you know, and there was a whole bunch of passion there. You know, what did you have some order, control, discipline? Did you do the things that you were supposed to do? So with Pluto re-entering Capricorn, it wants to know, can we clean up? Let's clean up. Let's finish this out because we need to move on. We'll see a lot of things, this revolutionary change that's going to happen, because we also realize that Aquarius being an air sign, it's about that movement. So we will see it in our government and our news before it trickles down to us. You know, this will bring on, you'll start seeing technical changes. You know, what are the changes that we're, because, you know, that Saturn is that old, you know, that older, just like that Piscean energy, is grounded. It's that older, stand firm, this is the way it is. But the Aquarius energy is new, is new age, we're flowing. So you're going to see an increase in advancements in everything around us, whether it's through AI, whether it's space travel, whether it's activism, even in spiritual elevation within ourselves. How are we moving? I know that we have been going through a lot of solar flares that have been going on. I know that you look around you and people are talking about, oh, this spacecraft, this, that. My dear people, there's nothing new under the sun. Trust and believe me. My dear people, when I say that if we just keep ourselves in alignment and if we just stay focused, you will realize that you have already known about these things. You've just been, it's like a story I heard before about how, you know, they talk about how we've chosen, our soul has chosen this life that we're living right now before we even got here. And it wasn't until we came through our mothers and that we forgot who we was and what our journey was, you know. So if you ever had dreams to where, or if you're starting to have dreams to where it seems like I've been here before, or they call it deja vu, or you dream that you're someplace else, or you're dreaming in black and white, or you're dreaming in color, or there's more sound, our bodies, our DNA is changing. We are elevating. Don't just look around at everything else that's going around you and become scared and afraid and be like, oh, it's artificial intelligence. It doesn't make a difference how artificial it is. You're the original. The original intelligence has created all of this. All we have to do is tap back into that. Use this energy that we have to tap back in. Make sure that you're writing your dreams down. Make sure that you're eating high vibrational foods. Make sure that you're in a situation where you are meditating and you're praying and you're allowing yourself to rest and relax and to release, because it's so needed. Make sure that you're doing the things that make you happy, that make you smile, that bring forth that high vibrational energy within yourself. So like I said, these advancements that we see around us that's on outside of us, we're also going to start feeling and seeing those with on inside of us. So on June 17th, we have a new, which is a couple of days ago, new moon in Gemini at the same time Saturn went into retrograde. This takes us back to March 2023 with that intense feeling which occurs on the same day as the new moon. Remember I told you about that intense energy that we had going on back in March? We didn't know. People was like, oh, my gosh, I don't know what's going on, but I don't want to go. I don't know. It was a couple of days. I didn't want to go outside because I was like, look, it just seemed like this is the best place I need to be right now. So, like I said before, Saturn is the parent. It's the planet that's like the parent energy, the teacher energy. It's about structure. It's about control. It's that big daddy energy. However, since March, it's been swimming with Pisces, which diminishes the power. So this represents a three-year process that strives to dissolve our society's old structures in favor of building a new. So just think about the new and the old being in the room at the same time. We always had things that would have to be torn down to be brought up. We've always been in a situation where there's been something old and we have to bring in something new. Why? Babies? And then you have the elders. You know, there's really, it's a continuous cycle. The problem is that when we become so stern and so hard, because we're moving out of this Piscean energy that's like, look, you know, the Saturn energy that's like, look, I need to be so stern. It's like, no, we're going to dissolve this and we're going to find something new. In saying that, we'll be in that energy from now until November 4th. So we'll be reviewing. So this is a great time to review any plans or processes that you've made. Any plans and process that you made, mind you, now look now, we're into the 6 month, half the year is gone. At the beginning of the year, you had a plan, you had a process, you said you were going to do something a certain way. Let's review that. Let's see how far we've gotten. Let's see what things that we have or haven't done that's kept us from moving forward
or moving to that next level, because we may have to drop some old habits and some old ways of thinking or some old ways of doing things to propel us forward to the next level, which is really interesting. Just a question, if you want to write this down. How does this show up in our own life? How does this restructuring show up in our own lives? How do we restructure our plans and process? How does this show up in our own personal lives? This good moon. new moon that we have on the 17th is a good time. Now, a lot of times they tell you that new moons are good for setting intentions and different things like that. And a lot of times they are, but sometimes we have to take in consideration the other energies, the other planets, the other things that's going around that moon during that time, and use the moon for different things besides just setting intentions. You may also need to set the intention to surrender and let go of whatever is disappearing in an area in your chart that is ruled by Pisces. I'm going to say that again. Surrender and letting go whatever is disappearing. Now, that's interesting, because when I was listening to, when I was reading up on this, and what is disappearing? If something is disappearing, why are you still trying to hold on to it? Made me think. How many of us are still holding on to things that we should let go? We already know it no longer serves us, but because we're so comfortable, have been so comfortable in it, you know, we still have it. It may not physically be there, because Pisces is about the emotion. Like for me, I have Pisces in my Venus, you know. So with Pisces in my Venus, it can get really emotional. My moon is in Aquarius, you know, so I can be a pretty stern. But when it comes to love, I love hard, I love long, I love strong, and that's what my family, my friends, my loves, you know. But if it's disappearing, you know, it's like that's the last part. If it's physically not there anymore, the last part is the emotion. Because Pisces is a very emotional sign. You know, it's, if you think about the fish and how it flows, it goes in either direction, upstream or downstream. You know, it can, you look at it, you know, sometimes you're like, it can represent that yin and yang, that positive, negative. How, if it's already moving out of the way, are you willing to surrender the rest of it so it can move on so you can get something different? Just a thought. I'm not trying to be in anybody's business. All right. So moving on, we're going to move on to our summer solstice, which is happening on June 21st, which is tomorrow. Happy solstice, everyone. And happy birthday to our Cancers, because we're moving into Cancer season also. This will give us the opportunity to dig deeper in this water, because we're digging deeper because the water will influence us to go down memory lane and the memory lane of emotions, okay? So just let you know right now, you start feeling a little emotional. If things start coming up and you start thinking about it, if the song come on the radio and you start thinking about your old boo thing and you get mad and y'all ain't been together in 10 years, that's what this is about. So what you need to do is stop and be like, hold on, wait a minute. Now this man, I ain't spoke to him in 10 years, but this is our song, and you get triggered, that's the part that we need to work on. That's where we need to go back to our roots. I go back to our past and figure out what do we need to work on so we can release and surrender. This is a great time around this solstice to wrap up things. This should be a wrap-up month, to wrap up things that so that we can move forward to in our next 6 months. So by using prayer and prayer and meditative and spiritual practices for guidance will definitely help us out. And give yourself permission, I said this before, give yourself permission to rest, give yourself permission to reset, give yourself permission to reminisce, and also give yourself grace. Don't beat up yourself because that song still reminds you of him. Instead of being mad, think about the good times, because trust and believe, if the song reminds you of him, it's because I was having a good time. So think about the good times and be grateful for the experience that you had with that person or persons or that time that you had, because memories will actually help. Now, all right, so now we're moving into our full moon. So our next full moon, the first full moon we had was on June the 3rd. Our next full moon that we'll have will be on Monday, July the 3rd, and it's going to be a buck moon. So the reason, just a little, you know, added, if you didn't know, the full moon in July is called the buck moon because the antlers on the male bears are in deers are in full growth mode at this time. Bucks shed and regrow their antlers each year, producing larger and more impressive scent as the years grow. I did not know this until I went down south. And the bigger they are, you know, the bigger the buck, the bigger the antlers, and the more he has, it's the more years he's been alive. Who knew? Yes. So we are going into our buck moon. Alternative names have been the feather moon, the salmon moon, the berry moon. That's when the cockatoos are ripe in Dakota. The month of the ripe corn moon. That's what the Cherokees are. And I'm telling you, I believe that because that corn is, it is growing. With all this water we got, all this rain and stuff, the corn is growing. The thunder moon, halfway summer moon, all these have been alternative names for the moon that we have coming up on July the 3rd. And also, it's going to be a super moon. Does anybody remember what we said about super moons? Anybody? Press one. Tell me. You remember what a super moon is? Is when the moon actually appears to be closer to the planet Earth. Yes, it is. Actually, it's seven times. Yeah, it appears to be seven times bigger. It actually orbits closer to the Earth. And this buck moon will be the first one that we have, and first one we have for the summer, and it's one of the four supermoons of 2023. Yes. So, and also this moon will be in Capricorn. Go figure. So, Capricorn rules, if you didn't know, just a little information. So Capricorn has always been associated with ruling the knees, the joints, the backbone, the spinal, muscles, bones, tendons, skin, hair, the spleen, which is the organ of balance. And so when you think about all of those things, what do those things do? They have what? Structure, foundation, grounding, you know, everything that you'll find in that's associated with the sign of Capricorn. So we have this full moon that's in Capricorn, which means it's associated with what? Structure. If you feel a sense of being useful to others and looking for justification, don't look for justification outside of yourself. You may seem to be shy. You might seem to be shy, but then resent the fact that others ignore you. Do not seek approval from the outside, but you have to go inside and trust your inner values. This will be the peak moment in your creative projects, pursuits, or practices. Whatever we put out will impact you and everyone around you. So your structure, your foundation, your ideas, your thoughts need to be grounded, because everything that you put out is going to come back, or that's going to affect, not come back, well, yeah, and affect everything around you. Now, remember when I said earlier that we're in an energy to where it's big, it's grand, right? We just came out of a eclipse season where we was dealing with very intense and grand, and everything was on fleek, like everything was high, intense energy. So now we're mellowing out, but now you are enlightened, my people. You have your DNA, your DNA has changed. You know, you're feeling more vibrant. You know, you have been charged. So please, please, I ask you to make sure that you really and truly practice using precision of language. Yes, number seven, I said it. Precision of language. What you put out there will impact you and the ones around you. When they say life and death is in the tongue, trust and believe, we are moving into that time of our life where life and death is in the tongue. So if you put out despair, jealousy, envy, low self-talk, being judgmental, et cetera, it is going to affect you and everyone around you. So the goal for us while we're dealing in this full moon energy, you know, as well as this full moon energy is coming up in July, as well as, mind you, we just passed our solstice, you know what I'm saying, our summer solstice, so now we're into the summer. Make sure that we're staying focused, and we're in Cancer season, can be emotional, so we got to make sure that we stay focused on what our long-term goals. Make sure that we dig deep and stay high vibrational. Like I said before, eat high vibrational foods. If you don't know what that is, you can go online, look up information from Dr. Sabi. You know, he has things on there about high vibrational foods. Queen R4, she has great things on there about high vibrational foods. I mean, if you think about it, anything that's green, anything that has color, anything, you know, high vibrational, you know, getting back into growing our own foods, like really touching the ground and putting your hands in the soil, you know, even if it's some herbs, you know, put your energy in, lift the vibration in, you know, get the body moving. I was just in here talking to my significant other, and we were talking about Tai Chi, you know, and about how, you know, the moving meditation, you know, getting that body movement in, finishing what we started, you know, especially during that new moon energy that we had earlier this month, whatever we started, or like we said, if that intention was to shed the things that no longer serve us, let's shed it. Let's get it done. Let's not sit in it. Let's not sit there and be like, oh, well, you know, I was thinking, we have no more time to be thinking about it. We have no more time to sit there and be like, well, I just want to see what they're going to do. Mm-mm. You've already seen what they're going to do. Believe your eyes. Trust yourself. Follow your instincts. What I have learned, and I'm going to tell you a secret. What I have learned that a sister of mine used to tell me a long time ago, but it took me a long time to get it, but I know now, is that we do not award bad behavior. Yeah. So if you make sure that you're handling your business and you moving forward, there's only two things they're going to do. And this is not, and this is with anybody. They're either going to do right or they're going to fall off. And if they fall off, that means they weren't meant to be there. And that's okay, because there are billions and billions of people in the world. Billions. Billions. There's somebody else that would love to be in your presence, to be a part of your existence, to breathe your air, and to taste some of your yummy. Yes. So make sure that you are putting forth the greatest of yourself. Make sure you're wrapping that up so that you can go ahead and move forward. Make sure you're letting go of the things that no longer serve you. All about your success and about not taking no for an answer, but it's also time to either be tough or to be tender, depending on the circumstances. Sometimes we can be too tough. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we can be so tough that, you know what I'm saying, you got to put your good teeth in or take your good teeth out in order to chew. Whichever works for you. Whatever you got to do. You know, the truth is that sometimes we got to be a little softer, you know, a little sweeter in order to do the things that we need. And there, you have to know, you know, what's what for what situation. All right, so for those that are born with Capricorn in their moon, you will really feel this, and you'll definitely set the bar higher, the things that you want to do. And so we know that you're going to be focused. We know that people look at you and they think that, oh, that that you're loyal, you're loving. You might appear detached or serious. But we all know that deep down inside, you are loyal to a default sometimes, but at the same time, you do it, and you're probably, your energy, that emotion that you have, you'll go hard. So go hard, not just for other people, but also for yourself. All righty. So I have a few questions that I want to, and also I wanted to let you know this too. We are in some dimensional shifts, so surrounding yourself by divine energy is going to be very important. You must be open. You must open up your hand to receive. You must open up your hand to receive. We ask for things, but we hold too tight. I have to speak this into myself. I need to. Stop operating out of a sense of lack. Stop operating out of poor mentality. And that's just not poor about money. That's poor of emotions, poor of health, poor, you know, finances, poor in gratitude, you know, being more grateful, being more happy, being more joyful, you know, making sure that we know that there is no lack. The world, if there's billions of people, you know, and I probably won't meet billions of people, you know, but if there's billions of people on the planet, there are more stars in the universe. And so there isn't any lack. So when you're listening to this music and you listen to these shows and they're telling you that we're missing out on and we're going to lose this and this and that, let me tell you something. Earth was here before us. It's going to be here after us. She's going to replenish. So if the more of us that work in the sense of we have more than what we need, we have more than enough, that means that we'll start doing the things to make sure that we continue to have more than enough. We won't just be using, we'll be replenishing. How do we replenish in our lives? What are we doing to help replenish not just ourselves, but the things that's around us? That's a good question. Let's ask it. Question number one, what do we do to replenish ourselves and the things around us? Good question. Okay. I have another question, number two. Do we have healthy work-life balance? And if not, what do we need to change? Mean to me personally. Number four, what is my top priority for this year that I am willing to make a long-term commitment to? Ooh, yes. What is your top priority this year that you're willing to make a long-term commitment to? I can tell you right now, for me, it's my, I didn't realize that if your core ain't strong, there ain't much you can do. I'm like, ooh, it's hard for you to get up. Got to work on that core. So making a long-term commitment and being graceful and gentle with yourself in the process. Yeah, sister try to get down there and do 20 sit-ups. Hey, I'm good at 5 right now. So I'm going to keep adding on. So number 5, what is your first step for your plan and your new direction? Remember, we're revisiting the things that we've done. We're realizing what hasn't worked. And we're letting go and we're surrendering and opening our hands and saying, you know what? Surrendering and saying, you know what? This no longer serves me, so I'm going to go ahead and let that go. And while I let that go, I'm going to leave my hands open so I can receive what does serve me. So what new direction do I need to go? And the last one is, once again, you can't ever go wrong with this. Where do I need to set clear boundaries in my life? Clear. Not those wiggly lines. Not those clear boundaries. Like, you can see this because I cut the hedges. You know, you can see this because I actually paved the road towards this boundary. And it's clear. There's arrows. It's flashing lights. This is a boundary. Where do we set those boundaries? And how do we stand firm in those? Oof. I'm going to have to rethink that one for myself. How to stand firm. We could talk about it, but can we be about it? That's really important. All right. So, all right, my good peoples, I love you all. I hope that everyone has had a great evening. I do appreciate you all tuning in. If you want to get in contact with me, you can always reach out to me at tappinginwithunique@gmail.com. And make sure that you show up in the classroom tomorrow. You know, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, Wonderful Approach. The classroom, it's awesome. Mama Seven's always dropping some jewels. You know, I keep my notepad with me. So hopefully that I was able to give y'all some information, able to clear up some things for you all. You know, I know for myself that it allowed me to tap in and say, okay, this is what I'm working with, and this is what I'm moving forward with. I wish you all the best, and I will see you next month. Keep smiling, and shine on them, shine. Just shine on them. It's okay. If they don't like your shine, they can get shades. So they're going to try to throw it anyway. So just keep shining, everybody. I love y'all. Peace.